USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Law enforcement is stepping up security even though there is no specific threats to New York following the Hamas attacks against Israel. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the NYPD has increased patrols at synagogues and other areas of concern.
We're looking at those sensitive locations that we have already been aware of. We're looking at those communities where you have a large amount of visible Jewish population, like Williamsburg, Ballpark, out in the Rockaways.
NYPD Chief of Patrol John Schell says there's currently no credible threat, but if something were to arise, the department can move quickly. New York City has the largest Jewish community outside of Israel. And officials are preparing for the coming days of vigils to honor those killed in the attacks and Palestinian and Israeli demonstrations. This week, a vote is scheduled to determine the next House Speaker. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana have both thrown their hat into the ring for consideration. Following 2 days of discussions and meetings, the vote may take place as early as Wednesday. Manhattan's Fifth Avenue was crowded with spectators as people from around the world gathered to witness the 79th annual Columbus Day Parade. Among them was Anna Marie Natal, a resident of New Jersey who proudly joined over 100 organizations, accompanied by over a dozen marching bands and 18 floats.
I'm just proud to be an Italian-American. My parents came here from Italy, so it's important to continue traditions. And this is our tradition. Being a part of this whole New York City experience, just a great thing.
The Raiders aim to break free from their 3-game losing streak as they prepare for tonight's Monday Night Football matchup. They will be hosting the Packers in Las Vegas for their Week 5 matchup. On the other hand, the Packers are rebounding from a significant loss to the Detroit Lions in Week 4. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
A man is dead and several others are injured after a shooting at a party in Pennsylvania. Police say it happened early Sunday at a private community center party in Indiana County. At least 8 others were wounded and hospitalized. Authorities are looking for more than one gunman. A man accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges in Utah is set to be extradited to the U.S. Nicholas Alaverdian, who also goes by Nicholas Rossi, insists he is an Irishman named Arthur Knight and had been living in Scotland. However, he was captured at a hospital in the U.K., and police believe his tattoos and fingerprints proved otherwise. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democratic presidential candidate, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. Addressing his supporters in Philadelphia, Kennedy Jr. revealed his decision to switch parties.
The country is sitting on top now of a powder keg. Americans are angry at being left out, left behind, swindled, and belittled by a smug elite that has rigged the system in its favor.
He launched his campaign against President Biden in the spring, expressing his desire to remain unaligned and free from partisanship at the age of 69. Investigators looking into the improper storage of more than 100 bodies at a Colorado funeral home. Officials confirmed Friday that the Fremont County Coroner's Office is working to identify the bodies, but the process could take several months. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.